Shuzo Abimari. We're holding my Simon Reish Dalet. The order of the Simon are pretty simple. Reish Beis is Peres HaElon. Reish Kimmel is Peres HaAretz. And Reish Dalet is Sugya of other brachas, basically Shahakal. Today, go through two different areas. One, Sif Aleph, basically Shahakal. Then, Sif Gimel through Sif Vav, the Sugya Negeir to Yain. The gate to shackle, we have Mishnah Daf Mem on Beis. Mishnah says, Adavosh Eg Dulai Menaretz, you make a shackle near Bidvari. First question is from this class, is what is the correct lashon to say the bracha? Is it with a segel near or with a comets? Do you see shackle near Bidvari? Shackle near Bidvari. So the minig, as far as I see, is to say near. That's how the Maisa, the Goyim brought down the way, the Chayodom, the Rachashulchon, and the Staitel said that's his anogo. At Seder Sheni, there are clearly those who disagree. Different Hoggis and Klaisol, the Sam Sefer, the Graz, the Kishon Aruch, they say, you say the word with the comments, Niyah. And the Maisel Vazza said, that's the Hanukkah, what to go do. Fine, Dovah Kamaravid, Dovah Kamaravid, each one onto his own. The Gate of the Halacha, come over to the Mechaber and brings down numerous cases over here. If you add them up, there are 30 cases in Sif Aleph. L'chore, you should go through each point and see what the Chiddush or what idea. What you said, you can go through each point. So try to go through them. Each idea over here, what the halachas and Sif Aleph is coming to go tell you. So we have the first seven over here. Behemah, Chaya, Oif, Dog, and Beitzim, Chol, and Gvina. Or the first seven are not grown from the ground. That's why it's very simple. Why Shahakal? Things not grown from the ground. It's Shahakal. That's the first seven. Now the first two are the case of Basa and Chaya. When you eat them, when they're cooked, it's Shahakal. When you eat them raw, want to taste it for whatever reason, what bracha do you make upon it? It says in Sefer HaChaim, Shlomo Kluger, no one eats it raw. It's not even raw, but Shasat Chak. Therefore, you do not make any bracha upon it. Piskei Shuvah brings it down that way. The obvious question, you learn the other sugars in Shas, Steichem brings down the sugar, let's say, by Muksa, Tzimut Shinichas. You have a meat on Shabbos, or you have chicken on Shabbos, is it Muksa? The Gemara says, Chazil Umtsa. The Loch and Tzimut Shin Yudches, for Chayla. You want to do Shechita on Shabbos, need it raw over there. We have different sugis that say that Roy B'Shasat Chak, to eat raw chicken, raw meat over here. Chalpak is the case of chicken. And therefore, the Neshal among the Sfarim, it seems to be what defines how far they get in the Shasat Chak. That means, Maisa, no one will eat it that way. But it is Roy B'Shasat Chak. So what defines B'Shasat Chak? When you're really stuck? Well, Maisa, no one in society will eat that way. Neshal among the Sfarim. Therefore, those want to argue and say, Maisi will make shackle. Others say, no. Today, no one will do it that way if you don't make a shackle. Now, the first three cases, Beim, Chay, and Oif, the Lachis make a shackle. Let's say you say, you buy a Priya Domo. Are you Yotso? Come on the Kavachayim, appeal the Rambam by the Sugya of Maisa Shani. Then, what to go do with your money? So, the Rambam, you go buy things that are Gdula, Mana Oretz, it goes on top of the Oretz. You can buy Bosa, Chay, Oif. They're not a problem over here. And the Yivon says the Kavachayim, Lechura should be the same sigil over here. And B'di'evet, Yoyitza saying Bari Priya Dava.
That's the main
Aretz. Maisa, come on the swarm, they point out, truly, it was Goydal upon the Aretz, it grew upon the land, but it's not coming mamish from the land. And therefore, Bavosa says, Avada the Dim Yuchud and Maisa Sheni, we have a Rebu over there, go tell this halacha, they can make buy with these with money that things grew upon the land. But to say Yoyitza Bracha that way, come on the swarm and disagree. And therefore, if you make the bracha by Priya Dhamma, even with the Evel and Maisa, you're not Yitzah. The fourth case, the situation of Dogma fish, that Maisa, I think, is Lekuli Amo, if you make a by Priya Dhamma, Maisa, not Yitzah. The fifth case is Beitzim, our eggs. Now, eggs usually get cooked. Let's say even a raw egg, called Gog or Magog, I think, and you swallow it, whether mitzad you're a chazen and you want to sweeten your voice, whether mitzad you want to line your stomach before you drink heavily on Purim. So they get a lot of the question over here, do you make a bracha on a raw egg? So again, come on the same Chaim, the same shtickle in the gate, the boss says, the mice, no one eats it that way, that way, l'achila, makar chaim, no one eats it that way. However, we do have a shay tshuva in the end of the simon over here, he brings down the chidot, that's not so. The mice, people do have it that way, it might not be the derech. Again, it sounds like it seemed to be the same argument, what defines the get of b'shasat chak. The mice, the Masham points out, take out shukhan aruch and sim kuf yigimel, v'sugya bishul akim. Over there it says the reason why eggs don't have this problem because Roy Lachila B'Shachat Chak, they get it to Beitzim. So since we hold it's right to be eaten b'shas l'chak neger to b'shalakim, should be the same sugya over here, if it's neger b'zman hazeh, and therefore should be a case of shakal. You can't have eggs that's not b'shalakim at the same time that you won't make a bracha upon it. It has to go hand in hand. And therefore, make the sfarim seem to go, the lach is you do make a bracha upon it. However, next gabur will have to get involved in the sugya, what defines hana? The fact that you want to line your stomach, is that hana? What defines the hana neger to sugya v'achilo? Be'ik is discussing the next sugya, neger to medicines, neger to water. And then we'll also have to discuss someone who drinks whiskey for social pressures, someone who does not enjoy food due to corona. You have to define what the definition of hana is. The sixth case over here is a case of milk and a case of cheese. So again, come on the Kavachayim based upon the sugya of Meiser, Shani, that says, Aloch is B'diyev, the Meiser, Yoitza, Boy, Priya, Domo. However, over here, the first Be'ahit of the Simen, he quotes Aloch Ketan and says, that's not true. Again, the sugya of Meiser, Shani is not the same sugya over here, and therefore, Avad B'diyev, not Yoitza, and you said, Boy, Priya, Domo, you have to make an other brach again, Shachal Niyem Advari. So out come the first seven cases over here, again, seem to be simple. Next 23 cases, a case that Agam the grew from the ground, still will make a case of Shachal, except one case did not go from the ground. We'll get to it. So again, the next 23 cases over here. The eighth case over here is a case of pas shenefsha, a moldy piece of bread. So first, speaks out b'nyamah zilber. What does a moldy piece of bread mean? It does not mean that it became hard. Because if it's hard, you can either soften it, or what everyone knows, every good housewife does, she makes it into toast. So it's ready to be eaten, the yeshiva has leftover bread, they toast it, and then you have it as toast. So when it says over here that it came moldy specifically, and not that it came hard, might still make a bracha upon it. Now let's say this case, it became moldy, and you eat it for whatever reason, I've seen people eat it, because I have relatives who come from Russia, and that's the style how you eat moldy bread. So ishia, they eat it, what bracha do you make? You make a shakal, roi b'shas etchak. If you make a moitzi, are you yoitza? Come along with Chayinon and says, maitza, noch shivas, you're not yoitza with a moitzi. Which seems to be that the Olam does make a moitzi, people do eat it. Maisa of Vazda says, B'diyev the Seif Kol Seif. It's a Maisa Lech Menorets. And B'diyev the Maisa, you are Yitzah at the end of the day. Just a question will come out, what's Lech Negeh to Birch Samozin? That means it'll be interesting. You'll start making a Bracha Shakel, and then you'll bench. When do you have a case, can make a Shakel and end up with Birch Samozin? The Chur we mentioned last Chabura, in the case when a person has growing something, wheat, and the Otzit She'in and Akav. Or you have hydroponic wheat that came grown in water. So numerous farms say, in hydroponic, you make a Shakel. Well, come out of that case, you make a shakal on bread. You grew wheat in water, or potatoes and tomatoes in water. Those are hold in gidule maim is shakal. Same thing says the Chai Odom. Adam writes this. He writes, you cannot say, amoitzin lechem min ha'oretz na'otzer shein anokuf. For lochit, you make a shakal. Now the question is, how do you bench? Do you bench? So the Olam always trying to figure out a case, how can you have a moitzi in the beginning and a bo'in nefosh at the end? Then I'm not sure. I haven't figured that one out yet. But how do you have a case that's this is a case is a shahak in the beginning with a moitzi at the with a birch samozin at the end? The Meister Mishmur ends off tzarachin by this case specifically. Come over Vosin and says, why is it tzarachin? The whole yisrael negate to benching birch samozin. The pasuk says it's a shvach ha'aretz. We're praising the food that came out the chatav sevato a shvach to the aretz. So the fact that small is not shvach to the aretz, it says poshut you should not make a birch samozin. However, I think that's specifically negate to a moldy piece of bread. Let's say you grew wheat out of Shein and Akuf, or inside Gedulei Mayim, I think Lekuliyam would make a Birch Samozin. Because the Mayim says, V'echoshev, it's just as good as any other wheat over here. So it comes out that negate to Gedulei Mayim, the loch is negate to a vegetable, or negate to wheat. Those posts come from Father Chayodim. Even more than that, we'll make a shackle, and here I think everyone agrees, will be a Birch Samozin. The ninth case is the case of being the skalkal. Now, what does that mean? Something getting ruined over here. So let's say I got a phone call about this mamash last week, and I get the shalos all the time. What happened? Things get ruined due to the person himself ruins them. Meaning, call last week, a whole bag of sugar fell inside the dough they're making. And when they get the sugar, they just came out by a fresh challah, what are you going to do? So they took out as much salt as they can. The question was, taste? Salt, a whole bag of salt fell inside. They took out everything, not sure they took out everything. So Roi Lechila, not Roi Lechila. And Amaisa, a whole thing of pepper fell inside cholent. They took out whatever they can, now Shabbos morning they're about to eat it. So you have leftovers now, much of Shabbos. It's mamash, it's Roi Lechila b'shas etchak, the husband will be nice and tasty and eat it. No, I know my first meal with my wife, we invited a guest, unfortunately, and me and my guests are trying very hard to eat it. My wife's like, why are you even trying for? So we were trying, but what could you make of these things over here? Bokshem Nashi is an awesome cook. So what happened when someone messes the food up? Is that nichlus get the skalkel? The halacha is you have leftover children, much of Shabbos. What bracha do you make upon it? It was zaynus or shakel. It was zroil the shasim chak. So come along with Shlomo Zalman. It brings down the sefer avoids iron not shalom. He says a few hundred years ago. So the ma'aseh who kills the skalkel adei shemaimel skalkel the aretz by a person. There's no difference, and therefore things that were b'shasim chak for every reason that came the skalkel. The halacha is you make a shakel. A gam you're eating it. Now, the obvious question is what happens when certain people don't mind the skalkel and everyone else is in the skalkel. So, Shlomo Zalman, but let that is called them. Now, if everyone else thinks it's ruined over here and you're eating it, I might make a case of shakel over here. Now, Shlomo Zalman is very clear. He says, let's say just it does not taste as well. It's very bland, the food. What the oil must call yeshiva food, which, again, is not that bad yeshiva, but whatever you call it, it doesn't have a great taste over here. So then they get involved with, is that nichl gedav or not? The skalkel meat has to be ruined. It has to be something with shasat chak. The fact that you have a different palate to taste towards appreciation, or it doesn't taste as great as you want, that's not Nichol's question over here. The question is something that is this kalkul, b'shasad chak. If this kalkul agamri, no bracha. But you can eat a b'shasad chak, which even agrees is something that's ruined over here. That's halacha we're saying in a situation of shahakal over here. The 10th case over here is a sugya of Neuvlis. Now, what does Neuvlis mean? There's a Taz over here, Prima Gordon, and Mishavuan Simulash Bay Sif Taz, and there's a Bialoch over there. What comes out, there seem to be four different cases floating around over here. The case that Machab brings down is dried out and burnt by the heat by the sun over here. The Gemara is a case when it fell off the tree by the wind. There's another case that Torah Ben Erucha brings down without Nispashal yet. And then we have the Mishavuan brings down for Numus Yishanim and Resh Bay Sif Taz, the case over here where it was not Nispashal, but you ripen it by insulating it, doing a case of Atmano. Now, if you want to go through the Lamdis, there's a Taz goes through the three Lashanis to Gemara. Taz says, one Pshat HaSugya, if you're going to point out, if I get Mamash of the Sugya here, says, I don't know much of enough for me to practically what to come out from it, so with the Maisa, there's a lot over here, put it to the side, four Pshatim. The 11th case over here is a case of Goiva. That's a case of grasshoppers, locust. Now, it's not grown from the ground. That's where you make a shackle. You point out, of course, it's not the Seder. The first seven things don't grow from ground. Next 23 do grow from the ground, so why is it over here for? So everyone knows from the Sugya, it's pretty simple. The Gemara discussing in the Mishnah things that are min klala by Neuvlois and by Goiva. Tanakama says you make a brach shakel, who did says you did not make a brach at all. Come Mashbalan over here, putting the two Sugyas together, Neuvlois and Goiva, you know it's min klala, we did not pass like a Budo. So the reason why Goiva is over here, locust over here, because that's the flow after Neuvlois. The Min Klala, in the case of Goiva, the case of Min Klala, the Kamash Malo, we pass like the Tanakamo, not like a Behudo. The Gemara brings down two other cases, the case of Melech and the case of Zomis, the 12th and 13th case. Melech is salt. Kav Chaim points out, ask me, Dafka salt, it's Royal Achilo. Let's say it's very mar, not Royal Achilo. Of course, you will not make any broch upon it. Different salts in the market. The case of Zomit, show what it means. The Torah had two different Pshatim, the other three Pshatim. One Pshat Rashi says the main melech, salt water. Again, the Sfarim speak out. When it says salt water, the Kavachim speaks out, means dafka salt water that you can drink. That means in the LLC, you have salt water. Sometimes you put in a certain amount of salt, you can drink it. You wouldn't make a bracha. If you put in tons of salt, no one can drink it. Usually, if you have a sore throat and the doctor says, put in tons of salt, the can drink that's mamish. That if I don't, won't make a bracha if you choose to drink it. Now, in Zamas, one Pshat is again this salt water. Another pshat the Torah brings down of Haigoin is the foam that's the top of the soup. It's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. But third pshat, the Trisha brings down the Aruch, a case of Marak, of soup. Super shakel. That's what the Shulchan Aruch brings down. The next case, the 14th case, the case of Marak. The obvious question is, Marak, we get to Reishay, we saw in Reishmeis, that soup is, if it's a vegetable soup, it's Adomo. Why are you discussing only a case of shakel? Says, therefore, the Taz and the Mishavuah Magavram are talking about a case of chicken soup, meat soup over here, not a case of vegetable soup. For that reason, the case of shakel. What? It's just, I think the Taitra was El Gemara is pinning it down. Maybe no bracha, I'm not sure. But that's the case over here. The 15th and 16th case is the case of Kamin of Epitriot. That's what they say in English, are mushrooms and truffles. Rashi says, Mishbura brings down, sorry, that one is grown on trees, one is grown underneath the ground. The item says, in the market, one's very expensive, one's pretty cheap over here. The question over here is, what happens if you make all these mushrooms, a brach of Adama b'di'evet? So that's a shal among the Svarim, the Aruch HaShulchan. Kav HaChaim says, so they came on the Adama, and therefore, by Pi Adama, Ma'aseh Yaitzah. Asala Sheni, the Pesach Advir, Navoza says, but the Gemara says, it's Yoinik from the Avir. If it be the Avir, not Yoitzo. Avad Yosef, it depends on what safe you're reading. He has the Yabir Oimen Chavadas, he says, Lamaiso, you are not Yoitzo. Then there's Chazan, he writes in the Chazan of Adya, Lamaiso, Chazan says, you are Yoitzo. That's for the Svardim. Lamaiso, they get to us, the Locha Shakel, but the Avir Yoitzo not, the Shalom among the Bnei Ashkenaz. Now, we did mention in the last Chabura that those who want Taino on potatoes, the Brocha Shahakel. One of the Makaris they're coming from is Kamin Vepitriot. The Targum, the Aruch says, is the word Tartopel. The Aruch writes Tartopel. If you know Yiddish, potatoes is Kartopel. So therefore, those who are tanning, how do you know potatoes were Shakel? We have a Mephoshe Aruch, that is Kamin Vepitriot. That's where they're coming from. That's one of the Makaris they're coming from. And therefore, those who say, for Karpus and Lalsaidi, you can't use potatoes. Maestro Moin Am seems to use potatoes. They point out the Aruch case is Tartopel that tests, not Kartopel with a Kuf. Why they point out that it's not the Metzias, potatoes, the mice do yonik for the ground, says a stipler. It's not like the case of mushrooms. And also, a third thing we point out in the Mishavur, it's in Reish Base of Zion, the example we discusses of being Mirasik, you still make a Doma, the example is mashed potatoes. So we pointed out different reasons why I think the Moin Am, again against the Yechidim, but some of Yechidim make Shakel, but the Moin Am seems to make a case over here of a Doma, Shakel. Okay, Yechidim Skula. But the mice, it's on the Sigur Shavoy, and there are Shtaka. If you want to strike a letter, a mitzvah of a stipend, why no way should be a case of a shackle, I enjoy. But my son, yes, there are those who do it that way. And the 70 case is a sigil of Kaira. Now the Gemara is Machlokes of Yehuda and Shmuel, you make a boy Pi Adama, or the case of shackle. The Gemara says the reason why you should make a shackle, since Hayel v'Seifel is kashris, and you choose to use it right now when it's still soft, therefore a person did not plant it to be eaten right now. If you make a case of shakel, the Gemara paskins halach kavos nishmol. We make a case of shakel on this kaira. Now the question is, what about bisman is there? The words of kaira come on the Ramah. The Ramah says it's palmito. Palmito. That means the video that Sossin and was sent out to the Chabura that he gave out. If you look on the jar says palmito. Mamish on the video, as it says, that's what it is, palmito. So we're discussing hot cell palm, palmito. What broch do you make in a bisman is there? They point out bisman is there. They're planting it specifically for the Hatzal palm. It used to be very expensive, now it's much more cheaper. It's very commercialized. And therefore, the question is, what bracha is manazeh do you make on Hatzal palm? You say it switches over, the Gemara says shahakal, but that was why, the Gemara is very clear. It was not planted for this reason. Today it's planted for this reason, so it should switch. So they come on the swarm and say, the Gemara says, that's true. Halacha, since it's planted for this reason, is manazeh, we do make a bracha. The Zaysa bracha. The Sefer Abba Oil basically after 500 pages on Bamba, there's another 100 pages on the Hartzal Palm. So the Loch is the Maisa Vadi, we will not make a case of Shakam as Manazeh. That's the Swam seem to go a bit icky like that. Now the question is, what broch do you make? Is that Dhamma or Eitz? You saw it, it was a tall tree, if anyone saw the video. It was a tall tree. So maybe you should make an Eitz. The big down of Moshe Haiman from the Starkei, Maisa says you make an Eitz. However, the Broch's books did not seem to go this way. The way of Azazel Broch explains. He points out, Lechura, first of all, when you cut off the Hatzal palm, it's the tree itself. And Maisa dies. It's as if there is no Gavza. There is no trunk around anymore. Aleph. Second, already had a sugar by sugar. The Bahak came along to say the reason why it's not an eitz, a case of a Doma, because there's no Priya eitz. It's the wood itself. Therefore, if it's the wood itself, the Loch is going to make a Doma, not an eitz. Here, what are we eating? You're eating the wood itself or the Hatzal palm. It's a branch itself, it's a tree itself. Now, it could be mechalik, by the case of sugar, you're sucking it out. Mashing on here, you're eating it itself. Most of the words are, there is no pre to it. So, therefore, that reason, come along this farm and say, Be'ikish make adama. I mean, again, Hatzal palm is manazeh, agama shokhon arach, it says palmito, make shakel. That's only because, la daite aluye, is manazeh, we plant for that reason. Therefore, you make a case of adama is manazeh. On this halacha, come along with Taz, bring down the sugya of kitnias. Sugya of beans over here. Now he says to Taz, there are two cases over here. There's a case where you can plant the kitnias to eat them raw, before they're cooked. Therefore, you eat the kitnias, the beans, with the shabitim, the shell on top of it. Since they're soft right now, that means the pods and the thing on top of it, both of them make case of adama. Why adaskein? You plant it for that reason. But let's say adaskein, you plant it if you want the beans to get hard, and to throw out the klipa, and only to eat the beans after you cook it over here. You come along and take these beans, and you eat them when they're raw. Again, they're very good when they're raw. Since we're not planted adaskein, The other halacha is, now it's going to be a case of shakal. I mean, you have two beans in front of you, they look exactly the same. One you planted adas to eat it raw, it'll also be a case of adama with the shell. Mashenki, the one you planted adas to eat it only when it's cooked, those when you eat them raw, the case over here will be a case of shakal over here. A case, say on the shabitim, say on the pea itself, on the pot itself. That's a taz. Those are passed like this, the grass and the next simmer passed this way, El Rabba passed this way, the Aruch Shulchan passed this way. Atzal Hashem, he comes on the Mishabrua, and he says the Primogon Mefakbek, means on the Evan Oizer, and the Chaman Moshe, and the Potom Iris, and he ends off Vechim Minek Olam Deloiketaz. He says a very important insight over here. That means until now we knew when it's Loi Noita Adai to the Hochi, the Lochi is it goes down to the case of Shehakal. Says the Mishabrua, a very important limitation over here. It really depends, is it talking about the Ikapri? Or something double study over here. They come along and tell me that the Ikapri Adas is not planted this way. Sof kol sof, it's the Ikapri over here. It says, Evan Oiza, bring your raya. You plant a pre, fisho it see you. You plant to be developed, to come fully ripened. You ate a pre, sho it see you. The loch is simon reish beis. On sim beis, says the machabe, the loch is, except for baiser, the loch is you make the bracha on eitza, doma, doma. So why is this worse than the case of pre-shoyt to you? So they bring your eye, let's say you plant grapes for the wine. And now you take and pick up the grape and you want to eat it. You make a shackle? Because the whole grape is made daft for the wine? The grape is the ikapri over here. Chiyala ladas and grapes to make a shackle? If you want tiny yasod, even though we have a concept very clear in Gemara, adas kain, depends on what the reason you're planting it, if you look at the two cases the place are coming from, one is the case of shkedim that are sweet. We'll get to later on. Over there, the loch is that since be'ikr, when they're ripened, you want to eat the shkedim. When unripened, what are you going to eat? The klipa, you're switching what it is. The v'adas came on the klipa, you make a shakal. Because it's not the ikapri. The other case, the gemara, is the case of the kairo. The ikr is on the tamarim, and you're eating the kairo. So the two cases of adas came, they went down to shakal, it's not the ikapri. I mean, the very important klal says the Shaharit Tzion. Adaskin, loy not adai to the hochi. The only case was not the ikapri. Ikapri, the loch is the minig olam. He says the ma'itzah to make the loch like the ikapri. I come now adaskin. You have to realize the taz and the eliyabo and the graz and the rochashul ma'is argue. The mishua has his poiskim. Let's say that's the klal over here. The very important klal that comes after that idea of kitnius over here. Loy, he comes a mishua goes further and says second point over here. We have the case of the shabitim, the case of the shells around it. Over there, Kamung says, yes, I'll be masking to the Taz. Because why? Because there's the Shabitim, the shell around it, is not the Ikapri over here. Therefore, Kamung of the Evan Oish, they point out, again, go back to Simon Reish Bey's Sif Gimel, where you have the clip around something, the Lach is, it goes down a Brach over here. When it's not the Ikapri, when you have the Tzlaf, you have the Tamarim, when it's not the Ikapri, it goes down to make a case of Adama. So, Echadam, in the case of the Shabitim, usually it's Adama, but since it's not the Ikapri, we go down to the case of Shakal. Then it comes up the maskono, what do you negate to the clip around it when you're eating it when it's raw over here? He says, because you eat it all together. If not, you make a shakal. So come along, he argues at Lahore on 2 points of the Taz. Number one is arguing the side over here of something can be the ikapri and not a dasking you planted for. What broch do you make? He says the Mishmur, you make a broch royal, not like the Taz. A second, he gives the sugar of the shabitim. He comes along and says, the sense over here is not the ikapri. Therefore, the halacha is, it's like any clip over here, make a case of shakal. Again, not like the Taz. The next case over here is that once Kamal Tosfos says we have the Sugah of Kairo, that's not the Ikapri. Tosfos has two other cases. Someone eats the Luve Gafanim, the branches of the palm tree. In the case of the Shkedim, they're sweet and they only eat them before they ripen. The case of eating them, it's not the clip of Shaboy. So again, so that's the 18th and 19th case over here, brought on the Shulchan Aruch, eating side the leaves of the branches, which I'm not sure what they're referring to. And the case over here, again, eating these nuts over here, that etzem should be ripened, and eating the nuts, you ate them before they ripened, and the ikar point of eating them is mitzad the klipo, and of this, shloya daitri cane was planted, and for this reason, the person makes a shakal. The 20th case is a sugya of chazis, of shachas, that loch is you make a shakal, the way the Mishnah brings down, it's the case only grew the wheat a third. One third group. Now, again, we have a concept over here. They point out that the pre was not finished yet. Loi gemar pre. The loch is, says Mishvua Magavram on the sugya, the loch is a case of shakal. The obvious question is, loch and reish beis, one sif beis, over there says we never pre, Moshe Haitzi, Moshe Haitziu, the loch is, says the mechabi, you make your eights. He was saying Moshe Tziu. It grew already a third. It shachas. It grew a third already. It's Moshe Tziu. What? A total third. Right. Loi vishus. A total third. But it came out. A total third. Come out a third. The loch is you will not. Will make a shackle. Mash en came with the suga of a peri. Once it comes out, the loch is you make a case of eights. So coming the pima godim. What time the kavachaim? You stayed over here. The loch of Moshe Tziu is only geared to Paris the Elon. Not Paris Oritz. Very important cloud over here. And they get to the sugya of what defines a pre. They get to the tree was once the pre comes out, once the apple starts developing, once the orange starts developing, Masha Enkein, they get to vegetables, has to be a complete pre. It's not complete, it's a case of shackle. Therefore, we discussed then, they get to Reish Beis and Beis, what happens by these green tomatoes that people pickle and eat them. Came on the Arletzion, and he wanted to tie them be machlek, so via the Mechaber, verse the Goin. According to Mechaber, the Lachem Moshe Tziu, there would be a case of Adamo. Mashenki, according to the Goin, it's not developed fully yet, only Mashenki, be a case of Shakel. Come on the Sefer, and that's what's wrote on the Dershu on the side. Come on the Sefer, Birch Hashem points out, you've got this to go over here. We're talking about tomatoes over here. Tomatoes is not the Lachem Moshe Tziu, says the Pima Godim. Same Pshat the Mogar of Rome, which Mishpur seems to agree. There are two different sugars over here. There's a sugar of vegetables, a sugar to get to Paris Elon. Therefore, the whole time sugar Reish Beis, they get to Paris Elon, therefore Moshe Tziu, they get to tomatoes, everyone agrees. There'll be no machlekes. And who agrees by green tomatoes that you pickle, the lachmi case of shackle was not developed yet. So it comes out that the marshal I gave as an afkamina Reish Beis, they point out, because not true afkamina, once you learn that sugar over here. On the sugar, once you discuss a case that's not fully came to a third, Shachas Lavadite, come on the deer should make down the sugya of bran. The sugya of subin. Now the way the oil tells me over what happens over here is that when you grow wheat, you have the kernels inside and you have the chaff on the outside. Basically you have the kernels inside to make wheat, grind it up, make wheat bread. Then you have the chaff, the cleep on the outside, which you're supposed to give to the animals to throw in the garbage. Today, due to health reasons, or I'm not sure what reasons, came into a big fad over here to have these, eat this bran food. My father calls it animal food. But whatever it is, we have 100% bran. So the question is, to get to 100% bran, subin that's purely that way, what bracha do you make upon it? That means we know, in general, to get to the sugya of wheat, that before you cook it, or before you make it to lechem, the loch is adamo. So the question to get to this bran, should you make adamo upon it? Or maybe it's developed over in case of mezainis? Well, no, Maisa, at the end of the day, it's stupid over here. It's not the real thing. Love Ikra Pri, love Daite, who is not planted for this reason. They would make a case of shackle. So, first, as far as we got clearly, there are two different types of brands in the market. There's something that's a mixture. That's a raisin bran or bran flakes, or these things are usually a mixture of kemach with bran inside. And that's the one time they call Sheish Boy and Vadi Mekim Azayin, Derek Klal. But those are that 100% bran, 100% subin, 100% garbage, that subin is. So the question will be, what bracha do you make upon it? So the Maaseh Moshe had a tshuva upon it, in Evan Ezra, Chalak Aleph, and Etan, since it's a klipa, it's not Iker Pri, Maaseh goes down a bracha, and therefore these things that are wheat, you make a shackle over here. And therefore this brought down the way from Liashiv, and the Shamazam, it goes this way, by Forrest. So before it says, I can argue the point to say, they planned it specifically for the bran. He says, but the Iker, what?
Shakas also for animal food?
Fine. So, I'm not sure what shakas means over here. But here, anyway, it's a case of shakal.
Why are we only enough women into a kura?
Oh, no. So, no. Kura is the branch itself, and there's something else over here. Here, so, I think the Rebbe Force is explaining the Pesach Halacha, in every wheat, there's a shaft, and the kernel, there's a kernel over here. The main point of every wheat by wheat is the kernel. That's the main thing. Except for health reasons, other reasons, people eating it. But Avada, the better thing is the chit inside. Tastes better, it is better. But Avada, that's posh, I think. So, on that assumption over here, Avada, that is the pre. I choose to eat the subin. Okay. And I plant it for the subin. But that's not the ikka pre. That's not the bria shavai. That's not the mitziah shavai. Are you planning out das game? But that's not what it is. And since that's now what it is, the swan come along and say the loch is, Beke, you should make a shackle. Again, you can argue the point, I hear you dining, a task came as a man is there, they're planning for that reason. But it seems the way our force says, it's, at the end of the day, it's still not Ikar Pri. The market is, where the 2% of the population, they want to eat this. But everyone knows that's not the Ikar Pri. The other 98% of the people, I guess, defines the malice. Now, if you're not telling me 98% in the rest of the world switches over, like today's day and age, the world seems to be switching over, going crazy, that'd be a good question. But so far, they're not going crazy about bran yet. No, Kayura, they grow, actually now, they grow up specifically just for the Hatzapah. No, that, they want to say it's even a different type of minovir, a different sugovir, just for the Hatzapah. Dick is not the tomorrow. The 21st case is the case of Karachaya Ruach Gord over here. The said over here is basically, since it's better to be eaten when it's cooked, and here eating when it's raw. Even the case over here is the situation of Shackle over here. The 22nd case is Kamech Sa'ara, having flour made from barley. Now it says in Mishmur, Ladafka Kamech from barley, all Kamechs, the case is Shackle. The Chiddush over here is, you might think that Azuki Maskile, since it's kosher to the worm inside your stomach, if you might think not make any bracha, kamash mulon, since you have a no b'shas achila, you make a bracha. That means, as Swan point out, if mechal in the case of shemen versus the case over here of kimcha tzara, by shem they want to say you have a no right now, masha ain't came, by the case of kimcha tzara, you do have a no. And if we spoke already, if let's say if someone who cannot have sugar is a diabetic and chooses to have sugar right now, the no is right now, it might have affect him later on, but the maisa he makes the bracha upon the sugar right now. The next three cases is sheikha tamarim, sheikha sa'irim, and may sa'arim shavashal l'chayla, three different cases in the gear to drink over here. Now, they really have one yasayin. The question is, why are you making shackle? First of all, you have a bayam inside the rosh, inside the rashba. According to the, it's whether it's a derech to do it this way, or you could come to an act of bishul, why not making a bracha upon it? So come along the Taz and the Magavram, they say one yasayin. The idea of cooking vegetables and on the vegetable soup, make a dhamma, it tastes like the vegetables. Here, when you take the beer, and you cook the wheat inside, and you make beer over here, if you taste it, you don't taste wheat. You don't taste chito. So obviously it's a new entity over here, and for this reason, since you're not tasting the wheat, Shavai, about the case over here, would not be nichel in that concept of bishul or darker bakach, like nigeh to vegetable soup. The Mishmura seems to discuss another problem over here. Why say the cloud kol sheyesh boy? And therefore it should be a case over here of mazainas of kol sheyesh boy. But that the Mishmura brings down what seems to be Tesis question, it's third teretz, and since over here it's very sold, for that reason we make a case of shakal. So it seems that the Taz among Ram discussing one point, Mishmur discussing another point, and we'll have to get back to both these points when we get to Simon Reishai in the beginning. The 26th case, the sugya where the grass grows by itself, basically the sugya of Ilan Srak that we had in the last Simon Reish Gimel. Again, what comes out to be the Mishmur is, number one, we have a soy, the something that grows by itself is not choshev. Do you have a case of shakal? But let's say you plant it, bedas kain, or it is choshev, you make a case of adamo. And the Kamal Gemara of Rome, it says, this yisoyed is not that simple. The reason the Mice argues, you're passing it, even though it comes by itself, sef kol sef, you should make a case of adamo, or a case of eitz. The behit of a chidor passes this way. Mice Mishmur does not bring down the Rizal, and the chayodim, kitzer, they seem to leave it, the Shulchan Aruch as is. And therefore, if something grows wild that's not as choshev, the loch is you make a case of shakal over here. Next three cases in Shulchan Aruch is a case of anise, kimoin, and kizbar, three different types of spices. A very important aside over here that these things are made litimo, the spices. You choose to eat it by itself. The loch is, since it's not made to be eaten by itself, therefore the case over here is only a situation of shakal. Why? Because das kain is not planted to be eaten by itself. The last case, the 30th case, is you had a case of chaymis, vinegar that's mixed inside with water. So says the Mishmur, the Chiddush is that Gamma came from wine. You might think it still should be a Gofen. Since it's Chomets right now, a case over here of Shahakal, which really leads to the Halach and Sif Beis. You have a case of Chomets over here that's very, very strong. The starts to the Fafeya bubble over of events, I think. Once it's bubbling over, that Lysa is not really Chil B'chlal, and if we not make any bracha upon it. So if it's right, B'shasad Chak, or it's right to be drinking by Chomets, it makes a Shahakal. If it's not really, make no bracha over here. Adkan Sif Aleph. Sif Gimel through Sif Vav, the sugya in the gear to the idea of wine. Now, the question is, why is wine over here for? So, really, to make a contrast, when is wine shakal and when is wine hagofen? There are three different types of contrasts. One, the Gemara discussed the Shemarim, the sediments are shakal. When the sediments shakal, when they're hagofen. Another case over here is, when is it yain and when is it chaymitz? When is it chaymitz be a case of shakal? Mashenkin with wine will be a case of hagofen. And the third case over here is when you dilute it, you mazigat it. The question is, how much is it? be enough to be yain, and when's the case of shakal? So the reason Betzim is here for is not mitzvah to give yain. It says a bunch of klum negeya to yain, because when it's not nichel yain, the case of shakal. That's why it's here for. So first, the Maimokim, the Beis exam for the Sugya is Gemara Babasa, that's how the Gevolva and Beis. The Gemara discusses a case with a person that Shmar Yayin, the Tanakhama says over there, the Loch is Shahakal Nia Bedvarin. Come along with Acherim, and if they disagree, they say that Loch is Bari Priya Gofen. It says Rava, he defines, explains it. If you put in, you have Shmar over here, put in 3 cups of water, and at the bottom it comes out 4 cups. You pour out the juice, it comes out 4 cups, the Kuli Alma, that's the case of Yayin. Mash Enkin says Rava. The Gemara says Rava is the Shutasai. The Gemara goes on further and says Rava has a case of 3 cups you put in and comes out 3 cups. That Lukuliyam is a case of Shakal. You didn't get any tam out of the Shmarm over here. You put in 3 cups, you get 3.5 cups. That's a Machlaikis Tanakamur. First, the Acherim. What bracha do you make upon it? You make a case of Shakal, you make a case of Agofen. We pass like the Tanakamur. Therefore, the Mechaber of Sifrei starts off. First, the case of Shmar Yayin. He says the Aloch over there is you make a Agofen. I think Gemara says you don't. So what he means, you don't eat the shmar yayin, the citric acid over here. You're just sucking out the juice. You're sucking out wine. So you're sucking out wine. That reason you make a case of bari priya gofen. That's what Mechaber starts off with. Then the Mechaber goes on saying a second point. A person puts in 3 cups and it comes down with 4 cups. That situation, the halacha is you make a bari priya gofen over here. Because the Maaseh, even the Talmud Kama agrees in that situation. Masha Enken, you put a case over here of 3 cups. I think less than that, you get 3.5 cups, 3.75 cups. Then the loch is, since it's less than the 4 cups, we pass down to Tanakamo. This loch will be a case of shahakal. Come on, the Mechaber goes no further and brings down the Ben Yonah that he has in the Beis Yosef. Come on, the Ben Yonah says that dafkara negir to their wines. Their wines are very strong. Negir to our wines, which are much weaker. The idea of getting a quarter of yain over here when you put a water inside is not enough. That means in those days, you put in 3 cups, you got 4, then we get a quarter of wine over here. That'll be a case over here of agofen. Anything less than that will not be agofen. But anything of a quarter or more than that, 25%, 30%, 35%, the loch is about to be a case of agofen. But bizman azeh, our wines are weaker, and therefore, even if you get a quarter of wine, that will not be enough to be a case of agofen. The question is, a quarter is not enough. How much? You put in 3 cups, you get 20 cups. What's the number? What's the shear over here? So Mechaber ends off with the words of Tali bim mezigah shal eisa makam. Depends what the mitzvahs of society, what they do in that makam. How much do they expect to get out when they put water inside and they get wine coming out? What is the cutoff point? That means bezman hachazal, the cutoff point, you have to have at least a quarter of yain. Bezman hazeh, it's worse than that. Tali bim mezigah shal eisa makam. Ad kam Mechaber. Comes along the Ramah further and says, Belvad, but you have to be very careful. Make sure at least you have a 6 over here. At least you have a 6. Now let's think about what just happened over here. Doesn't make any sense. The Mechaber says you have to have 25%. 25%. Bezman HaChazal. Today it's even worse. Let's make it 40%. 30%. But today. It says, Ramah, but make sure you have at least a 6. A 6 is what? A 17%. The Mechaber says, Chazal 25. Today it needs 40. But Ramah says, yeah, but make sure you have at least 17% of wine. The Chorah doesn't make any sense over here. There's no effect of the Shabura going, and he quotes, he sends you to the Eulis Talmud. So there are two Mahalchim among the Gdol Echidim how to answer this. The way the Eulis Talmud of the Shabura is sending you to, we want to say, in Chalami, it's Machlokes Mechaber versus the Ramah. There is a Machlokes over here. And he points out, the Mechaber, his gather is Talibim Mezigah, but it's the Mokim. Masha Enkein, the Ramah discussing, if you're Margish, there's a Tam of Yain over here. He points out, read the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef has two different Rishonim over there. He has the Rishon of the Ben Yonah that says our wines are weaker. The Talib Mezigah Ba'is HaMakon. Two paragraphs later, he brings down the Aguda, that brings down Maril, that brings down the Ben Tam Shita, that says we pass in Tam Ki Ikka Dereisa. And therefore, as long as you margish the Tam of the Yain, which is 1/6, that mice is enough. And therefore, the Mashiach Mezigah Ba'is HaMakon, that's get over here. So come along, we have Machlekes Mechaber versus Ramah. Mechaber is coming to say that loch is we have to have the mezigah of Eisa Mokum, and a quarter of the mice is not enough. The most of the mice is. Now, if you look up the Eulis Talmud inside, it sounds like how he's explaining it. How is there more building off the Mechaber? It seems like everyone agrees to the lashon of talib mezigah of Eisa Mokum. Mechaber said v'nimush arim b'shir shemayzgim yain b'Eisa Mokum. The way the Mechaber is understanding it, has to be making very strong wine over here. The Mazan Sanagid has to be Tam Kirke, still be Margashit. They're both agreeing to those words over here. The point is how to extrapolate from those words. The Mechab is saying it has to be 40%. Mo is saying no, 17%. What's coming inside the Sigur Ben Yoino? What's possibly Ben Tam? Tam Kirke over here. That's it, Elis Tomin, and that's the Mechab, the Kavachim Paskas this way. At Sada Sheni, the Meshavir come along and brings down the Goin. The Goin says, no, you have to realize the Mechab and the Ramah is causing two separate cases. The Mechab is causing a case of Shmor Yayin. And the sediments, the citric acid over here, you put water inside, you want it diluted over here. You have to have a case of Bezman HaChazal 1/4, Bezman HaZeh, even a case that's worse than that. Mashenki, the Ramah discussing a case of wine. You crush grapes, you have wine over here, it's very, very thick syrup. Put water inside. In that situation, telling upon the Shir Maziga, and what is the Shir Maziga? Has to be a case, L'chol HaPag is 1/6. Above that will be bottle, but once at least 17% of Yain, L'maisin, that's enough. Read the grass over here in Sif Tess, discusses the case of Yain, and Sif Yod, Shmor Yain. Look at the Chayodim, and Sif Beis discusses Yain, and Sif Gimel, Shmor Yain. Mamash like the Goin, read the Kitzit this way. They came along and made this mouth, there's no machlokes over here. That means, first to be clear, Pshat and the Mechaba, two Mahalchim, among the Achoinim. One, the Oilis Tomin, which again the Mishmur sends you to, Kavachayim passing this way, there is a machlokes. Do you go after the hour wines and not enough 25% has to be stronger? And the Modus agrees. Or, and then arguing the side of what Mezigah Ba'isamakim, where he said there's no machlokes, the second half of the Shabu from the Goin, one discussing Shmor Yain, one discussing the case of Yain. Building upon this, Kamal Nachoinim, and now they discuss whether you go with the Mahalach, the Eilis Tamid, till Mezigah Ba'isamakim, whether you go with the Mishnah Berurah discusses, that's a Chilchin Shmor Yain versus the case of Yain. What is the Shir Mezigah Bezman HaZeh? The Kimmel of Ben Yonah says, our wines, Bezman of Ben Yonah's time, the Rishonah's times, are weaker than what the Gemara is referring to. Come on, Elis Tom, and it says, our wines are even weaker than what the Ben Yonah is discussing. So what's Shir Mezigah for us now? I mean, you have to realize there's Chazal, there's Rishonim, and now there's a third level negated to us. What's Shir Mezigah by us? Kamal Eilis Tomin, it says it's weaker. And he's one tiny, let's say you have Roiv Yayin. Who said that's enough? Our one is even weaker than that. And even a Roiv Yayin will not be enough. Because he said over here, actually, tell him Mezigah by Yisrael Mokum. Sayyid Mechaba Sayyid Ramah. And tell him Mezigah, Roiv Yayin, but Sarachian. Maybe you need 80% wine, 70% wine. Roiv? And therefore the Eli Rabba brings it down this way. And the Eli Rabba says, I'll bring your Raya, Lavush. Lavush left out the Ramah. Lavush is a Talmud there, and he left it out. Lavush is passing like this, Eilis Talmud over here. Machzah Shekel brings down this way. The Beis Shoram goes this way. And Rav Darzi and Shuas Yitzchok says, Lamaisa, we're discussing a Sava Brachs Lahokal over here. And he says, he tries the At Vadei Kashrus, Kashkochsi, buy wines over here. It's not a case of only 50% wine. Sarachin, why are they doing that for? Mahajim and Mahajim, Eilis Talmud, those are passing this way. Roiv Yain, Lamaisa, not enough as man as that. What Mahalach? Sada Sheni, a second Malach, there's a Prima Godim. He points out, you have to realize there are two sugars over here. The sugar by us in Reish Dal and Sefei, discussing the Shir Negate Mezigah. We had another sugar in Simon Reish Beis and Sif Aleph. Over there, we had a sugar of Yayin being mixed with Sheikher. Over there, the Lacher is we go after Roiv. Less than Mekalkal, we go after the get over here of Roiv over here. So you have Roiv Sheikher, the Lacher is Sheikher, Shakal, Roiv Yayin, Lacher be case of Bari Piagofen. So instead of people going to say that ours are weaker. But we tell a second sugya, as long as you have Roiv Yain, then the Maisa is about enough. Once you have 51%, above 50%, the Maisa, that's enough. That means, true, ours are weaker. At least someone's a good taina. It's worse than many yainas. But we have a sugya of Roiv. Sugya, it can't toffle. What am I drinking? I'm drinking wine. But I have Roiv wine over here. We have a sugya in Reish Beis over here, Sef Aleph over here. Tildova wants to go this way. The Kavachayim Maisa passed in this way. He passed in the ghetto here inside the sugya of Roiv. Now, there's a third sheet over here. Bezman HaZeh. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah. It's in Ein Reish Beis, Hilchos Kiddush. He paskins Ramah. Our Ramah. The loch is, it's not worse. It's 1/6. It's 17%. That means Bezman HaZeh, what are the wines supposed to be to make a goffin upon it? When you put water inside? We have either those saying Mishnah Berurah paskins. And you look over there, it's the grass, it's the chayodim, the kiddush chonorach, they pass him as a man of zeh. As long as you have 1/6 over here, 17%. That means just times 17 times 6, 102. That's why they say 17%. Then you have the Prima Godman says you need a case of roiv over here, kavachayim, over 50%. And then you have the oilist Talmud that wants a taina, and those want to chush for it. Even Roy is not enough, you need, let's say, 70-80% over here. Maisa, we have this Mishnah Berurah. Mishmuel came along and Paskins, Alocha and Kiddush, and left a blank over here. The Alocha is 1/6. Not only that, over here it's costing, maybe it's 1/8, and maybe it's 1/10. We end up Paskins the case of 1/6. The Sefer Pnei Arya Yachai, he wrote a letter to the Chavetz Chaim. I don't understand. There's a Sugya of Eilis Talmud, there's a Levush, there's an Eli Rabbo. Well, the Cholapachis, go like the Prima Gadim, and the case over here of Raiv. Reish Beisif Aleph over here. What right to come to along, you Chavetz Chaim, and Paskin with Klal Yisrael, not being done to other Shitas, make a situation of 17% of Mice is enough? The Baruch Levatolo. Of Kiddush, maybe Chamar Medina Ulai. But otherwise, how can you make a Baruch over here, Bari Priya Gothin over here? So the Chofetz Chaim is brought down, there's a biography in Hebrew, Chayu Polov, or if you wanted the article in the English, two volumes over here on page 276. It's brought down that the Chofetz Chaim received this letter. They traveled to this Rav in Savitska to go meet him, to the Shechneya, go through the Sugya with him, to argue the point, the Rav wouldn't budge. So, brought down over there, the Chofetz Chaim yelled at the Rav and says, not everyone Zeichet be a Rav of Savitsk, that Zeichet get 25 rubles a week, and therefore Zeichet can buy Yain, such Mahotar, Klaisol, they're aniyim, they don't have much money, and they want to kind of mitzvah al-yayin by kiddush and zachay al-yayin. How in the world can you say what you're saying, michoishish, and this is the ikka loch la-maisol? It means he knew the times of Chavetz Chaim, he left it as is, and if a zach get 25 rubles a week to be a rov for this shtot, can zayin, it's a hiddush shavoy. Otherwise, leave it as is. That means first, the Chavetz Chaim knew the problems, he disagreed. That means coming from, they point out, Allah, first of all, the ikka we paskin 70% if you follow the Mishnah Berurah. But again, says Rav Carpenter, the Shabbos b'Shabbos, Avad, the Chavetz Chaim says, if you're zeicher to have money, which a lot of us might be zeicher to have spent some money on certain things, a little bit more than our basic necessities, then Avad, there's the Ali Rabbo, there's the Prima Godim, there's Lavush over here. Says Rav Carpenter, Avad, there are those who disagree. Avad is a Milo, that we should be zeicher to have wine that's more the case 17% over here. But the Chavetz Chaim left as is, when you're an Oni, and Chlami, that's the Aloch over here. That's beside the Chavetz Chaim. We'll get there, step by step. Kamal Chazan Navadio. He wrote this about 30, 40 years ago, and he wrote this numerous times, numerous places. That seemed that someone worked in one of the factories over here making wine that has the chesima from the Madats, Eide Charedis. And this person came over to him in his Yosher, Ishnemon, Yosh Hashem, that says, you just know what the Madats is giving a stempel on. Are wines that are 17%. Vadya, how could that be? Ken Zain. But that's Mahadrim and Mahadrim, Chumras over here, 17% over here. So they went to the Badats, they went to the Ist. So first he announced to Rabbim, then on Badats wines you have to make a shakel. But they said, announced that. So they went over to Rav David Young Grace, which they say was over the head of Badats then. He was the head of Badats, and they asked him, how could it be? So he brings down Avad Yosef that he said back, the Badats are Fakilas B'nei Ashkenaz, and we're not ready for this Ardam. Got Avad Yosef even more upset. Even worse. He says 2 points. First of all, he says, Mitzad Ashkenazi Psokim. My sister, there's Lavush over here, there's Eli Rabbah over here, there's Prima Gadim over here, Master Shekel. So, Ladaf even got the Ashkenazi Psokim. He wants to say Machlokes Aleph. Second, there's a sugya on Sim Kufiyat Zayin, Kufiyat Tesiv Zayin, that to serve somebody something that they hold is a baya, and you don't tell them even the sugya lif na'iver. Someone mentioned that last Kaburah. But there's a loch over here that you tell a person, you tell them it's wine, and they hold the loch as shahakal, and you serve it to them. The Shulchan Aruch says, you let it eat in this person's house, because for him to give it to you is over the sugya lif na'iver. So of course, he only give you something over here that the person will, for him, his bracha, his ashkach over here. Therefore, everyone knows, Badats knows that Sfadim are buying Badats. What do you think? They don't know? That suppose the Mahajim and Mahajim? Why do they know? So if so, you even the Sugya means the idea of Lif Na'iva over here. It's Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. It's a Sugya, of course, and Yevamos over here. How can he? That's what people are doing over here. If you know that someone's being mocked with something, what's going on? You end the battle of the Bnei Ashkenaz. People think it says Bnei Ashkenaz, there's a mile over the Chumra. There's a store over here that was doing a Sugya of cooking. That says it's over here, the feed are more bishlakim. So I saw Svan buying there. It says, yeah, because it says, even for the Ashkenazim. It means, no, the get bishlakim is only for the Ashkenazim. Svan kinnik there. It's a mamash misleading. Vadisev says you're misleading over here. How can this be over here? Oivel lif neighbor. Seems he brings down himself that there was a maisa that he would buy a chasna. He was a mesadik kedushin, and they gave him the only wine they could find was badatz. So he said, mesadik kedushin on this. Made a bracha. Shakol niya bedvoi. But made a massive rashi glad he saw. He tells the maisa loch over here is the cholapach is the case of roiv. You need roiv over here. That means you pick up a bottle. You look at all these bottles. It says over here it's kosher lekiddush laavdolo the das born beis yosef. What does that mean in the bottle? That means they have 50% of yayin. That means you look around, come out, all the bottles are in Israel. What they come to say is, over here now, sugya. They're speaking out this machlokes over here, which again, the Chavetz Chaim, versus his Bar Pukta, but himself, versus the Badats over here. What most of the Badats bottles right now say, so as I said, everyone in my house has, every Badats bottle says right now, does not mean the Badats change their policy. But the Maisha, they right now, is kosher l'kiddush l'avdolo, even the Das Marm Beis Yosef Shlita. That's more basic. Now, first, a lot of people point out that the idea that they're saying this going according to the basic. Come along, Hilchos Shabbos and Shabbos, and the Shos Yitzchak of Darzi, they point out no shaykh is a basic. It's nothing. If you learn the sugya, it's nothing to do with this. That means they point. They say according to Mishnah Berurah, it's side the mechaber, it's side the basic. It's side mechaber, side Ramah. Doesn't make any difference. According to Ilis Talmud, told Benzigo Eisamakim, Sai Mechaba Sarimo. So the fact they ran the battles, it's the field of Beis Yosef, which are the Sugyot's Mamish clueless. The Balkam does not know what this is, unless I mean the covenant of Adi Yosef. The way how Rav Dazi writes, or really Rav Karp writes, he said you should write on the battle, it's going to feed the sheet of the Prima Godim. Prima Godim and Kavachayim. Beis Yosef has nothing to do with Beis Yosef. Fine. But that's what it means in the battle. The same Beis Yosef has nothing to do with it. When you learn the Sugyot, you learn it right now, nothing to do with that. It has to be the idea of the Prima Godim sheet over here. See the Kala Chaim, how he passes like the Prima Godim. Fine. Companies, Kidua, not always know exactly what they're doing over here. And there's still one bottle that had a wine bottle on top of it, and it's in Hebrew, has no Erla, and it's in English, no foreskin. Fine. So, laughed off because they know what goes on over here. Fine. So Maisa comes out at the end of the day, we have three sheets over here in the Geret Yayin. We have again the side over here of the how the B'datz is passing a six, how all the B'datz balls seem to change right now, and they point out, Lav Dafka Mitzad, the policy changed, but Mitzad, it's a consumer's market, and if you want to buy things, if you ever want to change anything in Geret Hashgacha, to get people not to buy it, or they want to get Mahajim and Mahajin, and therefore, and all the balls come out now, the B'datz, they say this idea, this concept over here, they're being Machmer. And the policy, I didn't see it that way. They do it that way. They know it's all Badats 50%. Mitzad, we're being taking on the Chumra of the Prima Godim. Not Mitzad policy, but that Mitzad, that's what we do in the Maisa. That's his Shita. Again, La Locha, the Prima Godim, says again over here is Rave. And then we have the Ilis Talmud, the Kamalong says even Rave is not enough. Therefore, the Ilis Shiloh, the Swarm over here is saying getting Rave. The Isil B'Yashiv, the Maisa is Rave enough. So, in Rav Karp's Seif, you know, the Shabbos for Shabbos, he says, Avada, once you get Rave, that's really that's enough. Rav Darzi, it says, L'cholapach is Rav, but that's not even that's not enough. You have to get the sheet of Elis Talmud, you have to get 80% over here, 90% over here. So we have two Talmudim calling of Yashiv, and if you want Asher Ish, one's Eis Mem Vav, and one's Eis Mem Gimel, how in the world they put the two together, I have no idea over here. But the Chor, the Anhoga seems to be not to worry about the Elis Talmud sheet over here. We seem to go that L'cholapach is like the Prima Godim, and the Machmirim, and Mosash Koch is least next to all. The assumption is that every Baal they have inside of it 50% is taking on the Chum of the Prima Godim, not like the Mishnah Berurah. Again, Medina, again, we have the Chol Tzim says, Halach L'Maisa is 70%, L'Maisa is enough. Now, they get to correctly, Shir Mezigim is Manazeh. First, the question is, can you just taste it yourself? Do you taste wine? So, there is the question of Liashiv, and they point out numerous bottles, that what happens? They put tons of water, it doesn't really taste wine. So, they put, you know, food flavoring, food coloring, and sugar. It tastes like wine. So they ask the Yashiv, and they say about the pashas over here is that's not nichol the getter of tasting like wine. The getter of tasting like wine means it has to taste wine instead of the wine shabai, not instead of the other preservatives you put inside. That's aleph negen shem mezigo. Second, they point out goes tol mezigim shir oisa makom. What makom? Let's say you get a bowl from France in Eretz Yisrael or vice versa. They say over in France they put in much less water than in Eretz Yisrael. Either because they're connoisseurs or because they're based upon the price-wise, or whatever the reason it is. So they say, they ask Rabbi Yashim, Rabbi Yashim says, the chura, a bottle of wine in Eretz Yisrael, they make it often. In France, you make a shackle. Why? Because there, they put in less water. Tell me, Zigabai, some welcome. Depends where. Now it's bottled, because after where, my person drinks it over here. Even Liashua points out, Maisa wants to be machmi in the case of Roy, some want to bring it down that way. But the Izan Hoga, numerous people put in a couple of drops inside the Rizal, make sure it's not pogum. That they point out, the Lukola days is not a problem. That's an Hoga's Liashua. So that will not make a bayam inside putting a droplets of water over here. They do say, let's say a person wants to make his own Yain Kal. Yain Kal basically means it's not 11%, 9%, it's 5.5%, 6%. So they point out, Yain Kal does have a bayah of our sugyo. They point out, it really depends how you're making Yain Kal. The two ways of having it. Having wine, they put a lot of water inside. Then you get involved. It's 50%, 70%. Right? What do you have here? There's another way of doing it, of having wine, of putting it mitzvah navim, grape juice. Therefore, it dilutes it, but it's wine and wine. It's 100% wine over here, but it's very kal over here. If you're making it that way, then there's no problem with tzadah segir shabai. Therefore, they point out, let's say, they get to lelel seder. People sometimes, they cannot handle the high alcohol content of 9-11%. So the Swami say, very simple, take regular wine, put half of it of grape juice inside. So if you have, let's say, 11%, put in half of it wine, half grape juice, comes out to be 5.5%. It's sad to get so gets wave of grape juice, or you didn't do it correctly, it doesn't make a difference. Wine and wine certainly is not a problem. Let's send a vim, get a wine over here. They get the sugar cheris, how much alcohol you have to have inside. The ikhlas from seem to go, as long as a person still senses and feels it in the mind or their reaction, that's nichol get a cheris of having enough alcohol inside. Therefore, the item seems to go too. It's an our sugar shuai, put grape juice inside. That's that could be yain kal over here. It's not cheris, again, the others disagree, but the item seems to go, they get a cheris, as long as you sense it, nichol is to give cheris over here. But let's get to diluting wine. Two more sugars to get to wine over here. What about Meziga by Mitzvah Novim, by grape juice? What's the Shiloh? Till now we're discussing over here on Sefei, is what Meziga by Yayin, because you're supposed to put water inside wine. That's San Hoga, a question how much to dilute it by. Is it 1/6, 1/4, what the ghetto here is. Grape juice, there's no alcohol content, does not need to put any water inside. If you add water, is there a problem? Is it being with alcohol over here, the taste? Is there a problem adding in any water? So come along with the question to Shlomo Zalman, might say the Chuvim and Cheshlomo Chelik Aleph, and the Liashim and Numasarim, and they say adding any water inside grape juice is a problem. You have a cup, you have to 80% of the grape juice in the house, you put in 20% of water, you have a problem over here. You're putting in, and what is it for to say there's a problem? I might say it's rave. So really they point out, sign this sugi and the sugi before, and the reason why it's not enough is because we had the Loch and Reish Beis in the beginning of Aleph. When you have Roy but Niskalkal, it ruins it. The Nevadi will not make the locha after the wine. If the wine has Sheikh inside, it ruins it. It becomes Roy of wine. It will not be a case of a shackle. A Goffin will be a case of a shackle. The Sfar is, because the whole reason why wine, we're making a Goffin, is the Chshivas. Here, when you take away the Chshivas of being the wine over here, goes to shackle. They want Taino, that when you put in water inside these things, it takes away the Chshivas over here, of their, it takes away the Iker Tamayayin. It's ruining it over here. It's this calcul over here. And they were putting inside water, would be calculate, and putting any water inside grape juice is a bayam inside the sugar of being this calcul, the case of shackle over here.
Any grape juice?
We'll get to halacha. We'll first get the two sheets over here, obviously. That means there's one malach over here, the Mishlama Zalman, and the Yashiv, and those pass this way. Your Shtrabach, the Badatz goes this way, Shai Belitsky goes this way, even the same Bracha goes this way, the Abaner of Nemetzel, the Zulobach, they paskin. They point out that you put in droplets inside, that's not a problem. Again, it's not the result, people put in droplets, not a shiloh. But you put in a nice amount of water over here, 5%, 10%, that takes away the tam of the yain. Takes away the tam of the yain. You cannot make a goffin upon it. Asana Sheni, come along with the Chaznish, and the Stipler, and Chab Knievsky, and Rav Vosner, and the Sikirelitz, all those of Nebak, the Machmirim, they say, let's learn Reish Beis of Aleph. The Gedder is Rav. You magish a tam yain. Has a taste of wine over here. I don't tell you, don't have the taste of yain over here. Taste of grape juice. Has its taste over here. And therefore they say the get over here, once you margish it, once you have roiv over here, some has lost your margish, some has lost your roiv. Once you have this aside over here, nichol get of yain, you make a bracha by a pure goffin. I look among the swarm, seem to be on my colleagues, a shokel, what to go do over here. The mice again, the badats, they want to pass in the locha, the kula, again, there's a rash among the numerous people, Mishal Mazal and Yashu and Yishalayim. And therefore, you look at the grape juice bottles, most of them, and all that says Badat, says 100% mitzvah of him. Now, the other one says 100% doesn't mean 100%, but 100% whatever they mean over here, some other things added inside. But the main thing, the ik over here is yain over here. They come mitzvah this sugi over here, if you're machmir, getting 100%. A third sugi negated to yain. It used to be to get wine from place to place, cost a lot of money to travel. So one option was to concentrate it, to cook it out, take out all the water, and be left over with the syrup juice behind. Syrup grape juice. There, for example, you take this wine, you cook it, 3/4 of it will come down because it's water inside the grapes. You left the quarter of syrup. They were transferred on massive trucks to wherever it has to go to. Then you have this, then you add in 75% of water back inside. Whatever you took out, you put back inside. And then they would sell it as grape juice. The question is, you took out water, you put it back, the same water. Is that 100% grape juice? Or no? When it was the water inside by itself, as the chshivas, because it came from the grape. You took it out, what's the chshivas? The syrup. Putting back the water, you now have 75% of water over here. And you took away the milo of being yain, and the brachas shakal over here. What happened? You undo something, you put it back. So, to go with Mahalakha, Vizayis Bracha goes, seems to be a shalom among the swarm, Vizayis Bracha divides up into two categories. The case of yain, and the case of grape juice. He says there are two different halachas over here. Now those, again, saying, no, it's the same sugya. But let's go like Vizayis Bracha, sugya negated to concentrate, negated to grape juice, concentrate negated to yain. So first, negated to the case of grape juice over here. You took out 3/4, you're putting back 3/4. So you're putting in 3/4 wood over here, says the Arlitzian and Abiyashiv and the Vozas Khishas way of Navitzal, they kind of at the end of the day, there's no sugya mazik over here, wave its wood over here. How in the world can come along and make a case of Agafa and a case of Shakal? Come along the Minchas, I'm not sure about that, but according to the Minchas Sitchok and Chelechas, you mentioned already, when someone again wrote to the Badats and says, that's exactly what you're doing over here. And therefore we mentioned the Tshuva has 2 points over here. First 3/4 of the Tshuva discussing the sugya of Arupi. That you're putting in something inside, there's white powder over here, or you're congealing it over here, and therefore you have a bayam inside the sugya of a rupee, there should be a case of shackle. And that itain is, we spoke out, first of all, the matzis is grape juice can ferment, and also the itain of the whole you said over here, a rupee is daft, it congeals, our wine's not congealing over here, we discussed enough to negate to ices. Fine, that's negated to the sugya of a rupee. The end of the tshuva gets involved with, the sugya over here of concentrate, you're putting in tons of wood over here. Mais come along and says, I took it out, put back, there's no difference over here. And therefore the Badas came along and the Tainas, Mutalachatchila, no problem, that's what we're doing over here. Fine. Babalski says, what's the difference? Starts off that way, ends off that way, it's to be the same halacha over here. Shalom Zamna again, Mechishlem has a tshuva about, he's not sure, Shakal or Gofen, maybe end up with the Bar Nefashis, he Mais is not sure, but force gets involved, not, it doesn't work inside Kiddush, works inside the Sugil or Gofen. Fine, the Isha Shalom, what to do to get the grape juice? Negeir to yayin, come along with the bracha, we have a second sugyo. One mitzad roiv, we have a second mitzad the idea of mezigo. Mezigo is, if I'm putting it back how it is, that's not worse than telling mezigo about Islam Akam. So this is the bracha, but mezigo even agrees that concentrate lemais is enough. Because that's our sugyo, that's sifay over here. Mezigo about Islam Akam, whatever you took out, put back, that avada deserves to be inside of it, to be part of the grapes over here. Maisa, we'll be asking the Islamist question, and if Shtrumach has a tshuva about the chelegim, says no. Maisi took it out, it's not here. Back to the adding into, if you go to get a rug, you're missing grape over here. They want to screen the sugya sign to get to grape juice. Sign to get to wine has a bayam inside the sugya of concentrate. You have to realize we spoke out 3 cases over here to get to yain, and all 3 of the maisa, the badats was mekel. However, with manazer, the badats maisa, mitzad, either they changed the halacha or mitzad the consumer market, they switched over here. That means we have 1 sugya over here of how much wood to put inside. They pass in 17% over here. Like the Mishmur, again, Mishmur went this way. The grass went this way. The Maisa, the Badats right now is not doing that way. They're doing kosher according to Beis Yosef, whoever the Beis Yosef is. The second idea is they get to grape juice. The loch over here is, Numisor Matanis get a wave over here, Mitzad Reish Beis of Aleph. Again, the Badats says on the 100% Mitzad Levim, Mitzad those who will be Machmer, Shalom Azam, will be Asher. They get to concentrate, they say, come up, is Manazeh, at least in Eretz Yisrael, in America, I'm not sure, at least in Eretz Yisrael, they tell me Kedem, the different bottles out there. Tell me Kedem, some are 17, some are grapes, there's a difference. Kedem has different types of bottles, Kashimati, Yishlevar. When they get to Eretz Yisrael over here, everything come out, they say, is not concentrated over here, and therefore they don't get involved, it's not this, my flakes over here. Fine, I can't ask you, Beshem, Sunday I'd like to finish off the simon. Slocho. Oh, yeah.